So, it comes to this. I remember thinking on Wednesday, June 7th, 1871. The date sticks in my mind because it was the day of my sister's first funeral. And I knew it wasn't her last, which is why I left. That's the long and short of it. But surely, you'd rather hear the long than the short. At the moment of the above thought, I stood wedged between Ma and Grandfather Bolt. Ma seemed a statue in black, except for the movement of her thumb and forefinger over a scrap of blue-green fabric. Grandfather Bolt sighed, adjusting his hands on the hat he held in front of his belly. Seeing the Reverend on the other side of that 6-foot hole reminded me that I was sister of the deceased. A fancy title for someone who stands quietly, holds her tongue, and maintains a mournful attitude. But I could barely stay still. I was not in this situation by choice, and wore a borrowed black dress to boot. The collar clamped to my neck, and the tension of the muslin between my shoulder blades suggested that if I let my arms fall to my sides, the dress would rip somewhere in the proximity of my armpits. So, there I was, sticking a finger down my collar, holding my arms out from my sides, and the meaner part of me thinking about walking out. Surely, enough is enough. But Grandfather Bolt saved me from strangulation. He unbuttoned the top 2 buttons on that collar, and from somewhere deep in my depths came a patience I didn't know I possessed. I stayed. Don't misunderstand me. A funeral is a funeral. Though my sister wasn't in that pine box, a body lay in it sure enough. Remember, I told myself many times during the Reverend's eulogy, and then as people started shoveling dirt into the hole, that coffined body down there is dead. That's a D at the beginning and a D at the end. There's no forward or backward from dead, and no breath either. Dead stops a person cold. It does not make that body your sister, but it is sad, sad news. The way I figured it, I'd survive this funeral, and then I was free to go. My sister, Agatha Burkhart, had run off with pigeoners, 2 men and 1 woman in a forlorn-looking buckboard. Sheriff McCabe went after those pigeon hunters, following them all the way to Dog Hollow. 1 week later, he came back with a body. Ma said I was old enough to face facts, so I went with Ma and Grandfather Bolt out to the McCabe stables to identify. You could smell the body from outside the building. Inside, dust hung in a twist of sunlight. An old mare stamped in a far stall, and a pine box lay on a roughly hewn table. Grandfather Bolt walked straight up to that box and slid the lid off. I do not want to talk about what I saw, but if you're to understand the rest, here's what you need to know. There wasn't a lot of body left. The sheriff said that it had been exposed to animals. There wasn't a face. There wasn't a left or right hand. The body was wrapped in fabric from Agatha's blue-green ball gown. There was a clump of auburn hair. I started to shake. I still have nightmares. That body was in an advanced state of decomposition. But I am glad I looked. I know what I saw. I also know what I didn't see. Grandfather Bolt put his hand to his mouth and turned away. Ma stood there, taking it all in, pausing for what seemed like months. Then, she asked Sheriff McCabe for his knife. When he didn't give it to her, she laid her eyes on him. They stared at each other for a long while, and then he pulled it from its sheath. It was a big knife, the kind of knife with a sharp, upturned point. Ma took it, reached into that pine box, and sawed a hunk of something off. I inhaled sharply, not knowing what she was doing. Then, her hands reappeared. The right held the knife, and the left, a fistful of blue-green cloth. I saw pleats. Ma stepped back. You were tracking the pigeoners when you found this? Ma jabbed the air with the knife. We knew he was, so the jerk of the knife panicked me a little. Grandfather Bolt tried to reach for the knife, but Sheriff McCabe held him back.
I was on their trail,
the sheriff said. She still traveling with them?
Pretty sure she was.
She was shot in the face. The blade jerked upward. The sheriff nodded ever so slightly.
I am so sorry, Dora.
He laid out the syllables of her name with the most tender care. Sometimes I forget how long they've known each other. Ma's chest rose in a long breath. Then she opened up her left hand and nodded at the fabric as it unrolled. These are my stitches, she said. The knife dropped from her hand, planting itself in the earthen floor. It's Agatha. We'll bury her tomorrow.